new episode of the show today. We do a question and answer. Haven't done one of these in a while. Season goes by. We don't have a chance to collect and answer some of these questions. We talk about drug testing, which one of us is the most athletic, how many concussions the boys took over the years, and a whole lot more. Covered questions that you guys answered through Discord and Twitter. Enjoy the episode. Here's 392. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, to the newly dubbed Friendship Podcast. And to start this evening off, I'm going to let everyone know who listens to this podcast that Los Angeles, California is the single worst place in the United States. There's no chance that there is any fucking place that could ever be worse than LA. Just spent a weekend there watching Bader knock Fedor out for the second time. It was pretty sweet. Other than that, LA can eat these, and that place stinks. Onward.
I forgot that you were going there. How long were you there?
We got there on Friday around noon. We left this morning.
Oh, you didn't come back till today.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, he fought last night. I was going to fucking pack up the car and drive.
Well, you were, I mean, Big Ten Championship, you left at like 3 a.m, just left us everybody in the dust. So.
True.
You've been known to just bounce and just never.
I left pretty early this morning too, but I didn't say goodbye to anybody this morning either, if it makes you feel any better.
That's, yeah, I don't. Hey, you do you, man. Hey, you're. We do have.
Greg, please inform us on why LA is the worst place. What I agree with you, but I just want to hear your perspective.
Everything about it stinks. I don't know what to tell you. The fucking traffic's terrible. It smells bad. Everything's overpriced. There's weirdos everywhere. There's way too many people. I don't like crowds. I mean, the list goes on and on.
There's too much society for Drake.
But it's also the outskirts of society. It's the weirdest of the weird and homeless of the homeless. Fucking place stinks.
There is a lot. When Lauren and I went to San Diego this summer, we drove up to and did a day in LA, went to Santa Monica Pier, and then went to a Dodgers game that night. And it is especially coming from Iowa, it is unbelievable to just drive through a city that just keeps going like that. It is so fucking big. It's hard to fathom for you, ye old Midwestern boy.
You want to know something crazy? Today, I just realized while driving back from LA, Kaylee and I had this conversation about what's bigger, the Phoenix Valley or LA. And we still don't have the answer. But when you enter Maricopa County in Arizona on the west side, you're 70 miles from Phoenix, and Maricopa County goes at least 70 miles east of Phoenix. So
that's all Maricopa one county?
Maricopa County is at least 140 miles wide.
G-Money, you pull up Maricopa County for me.
give me the hectares, the square hectares of land in Maricopa County.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm sure you could land grab it. I think there's like a website where you can choose specific sizes of land and then lap them on top of each other to see which is bigger.
It says you disabled share screen.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We're in the Zoom today because Kevin's in the car. And because
Kevin can't tell by the worst audio of all time when Kevin asked me that question. Yeah, sounded like he was hollering out a tunnel in Tijuana. That was a cartel joke.
Had a little bachelor party last night.
Oh, really?
If I woke up in Tijuana this morning, I probably wouldn't have been that surprised because I had a few last night. I had a few.
Kevin. Listen, I got videos of you from last night from Yonker, and Yonker and I both agree that drunk Kevin is the worst person on earth.
Wow, the worst person.
Just the worst. There's nothing worse than a drunk Kevin just tearing his pants, dancing like a fucking squid, just
a squid
creeping on everybody.
Drunk.
I don't know. It's creeped me out, Kevin. You've always creeped me out.
He is drunk Kevin's he's an interesting guy. He's a fun guy. He's got a lot of energy.
I actually love drunk Kevin.
Rips a lot of pants.
But when he's dancing, ripping pants, he's the worst.
That's fair. At least they started making stretchy pants for men, and we haven't ripped many pants.
As long as Kevin goes out in Lululemon. Yeah. As long as you go to Lululemon before your night's out, Kevin, you're going to be just fine. You'll be able to stretch them out.
Exactly. The anti-ball crushing pants, man.
We've got, so the point of that was we have turn signal Kev. I'm not sure how many turn signals we'll have. I think he's on the highway right now. And so unless he stops off for a little McDanks, I don't know if there'll be any turning, but was that back in Chicago, Kevin?
Yeah. So, I'm not sure if you've met him, Clue. Drake, you've met my guy, Marty.
Yeah. Marty Bruckner.
Marty Bruckner. Yeah. He's getting married, next month. We were out in Chicago last night celebrating the bachelor party for the king.
And Yonks made about $50,000 at Rivers?
No, he came away with a rack, though.
Yeah, he did. A rack of perps.
Good for Yonk.
Yeah, he's been crushing the casino.
Yeah, from the looks of it, I mean... He's not posting his losses, but it looks like they're about to shut the place down.
Yonk's going to have a hit.
I don't know if he's bribing a pit boss or something, man. I get scores from him. It's like every other week about this massive win just walking out of the casino with a lot more money than anyone really should.
So Yonker's hiding cash under his... like under his mattress because he's taking these Cenos.
No, he's just cleaning it through his wife's father's business.
Well, I think he runs it. So yeah, he probably is cleaning it. And then, God, we got to get in with Yonk.
For real.
Holy shit. But we have turn signal Kevin and we have LA Drake. We're going to save the Bader fight for the DHT. We'll talk about that. More specifics about LA. We asked you guys for some questions, and I actually hadn't looked until G Money told me that you guys responded. You did better on Twitter than the Discord did, and this is rare because usually the Discord balls out. I will say the Discord has kind of, there's a slow drip of questions that come into a specific thread there. I'm going to at some point go back and collect all of those going back 2, 3, 4 months. We haven't had a chance to do a Q&A episode until now, but a lot came in through the season, so we'll go back and get some of those better ones. If you're a part of the Discord, if you'd like to be part of the Discord and you want to ask some questions and, you know, they're a little bit more prioritized, head on over to patreon.com/washupwalkons, join the crew. For now, we're going to take some from the Twitter sphere. But first, let's start with one that we posed over the weekend. I think this was consensus, but I think Drake put this in the Benton group chat on Instagram, and it was the Kelce brothers talking about the hypothetical of, would a full team of linemen beat an 11-man roster of the best skill athletes at all positions? 40, you had a full squad of just linemen, and the skill position team was only 11 guys strong. So they had to play both ways. The assumption there is those guys are going to have more stamina and a little, you know, they're the skill players. So they need to go both ways to provide an advantage. I personally think that this is absolutely 100% a domination by the line. And I don't think you can tell me differently, but any other thoughts on that?
I think
the biggest factor. I think the biggest factor is that there's no subs for the skill position.
I agree.
They are going to get worn out real quick, especially if you have to, like, you know, obviously the line team is going to hand the ball off every time. It takes a lot of energy to take on blocks and tackle dudes. Like, they'll get worn out real quick.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's one of the stipulations, that the linemen get to sub, but the skill position doesn't.
Yeah, it was like,
I think that's the most important stipulation
by far.
Thing.
By far. Yeah, it was because if the linemen don't get tired, those, some of those freaks have a lot more stamina and a lot more athleticism given the opportunity than you think. You give, like we talked about this year, if you give Bosa either one or Parsons the ball, hey, they're just a bigger running back. Right? So, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a 0% chance of ever stopping the lineman team from getting a touchdown. They can run the ball 4 yards a play every single play. There's no stopping it, right?
Because who plays D-line and linebackers? Who's going to be able to stop? Right, like that offensive line is just going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I think there's some defensive linemen out there, some DNs that could hang around. Like there's some D linemen, like fours out there. They can hang around with some skilled players. So I think every now and then they might be able to get a stop on defense. But there is no way any skilled position player is ever stopping a touchdown drive out of the linemen, in my opinion.
I agree. It was a fun conversation between the Kelseys. We might just turn this podcast into a secondary conversation podcast where we let Kelseys do a podcast and then we respond and talk about the topics that they, that's all this podcast is going to turn into.
The Dick Riders podcast.
Yeah. Just the Kelsey Rider podcast. We'll go to Twitter. Grant, do you want to hit us with a question on there? Unmute yourself before you do so.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, so this first one is just for Drake. It's, did Drake receive most of his CTE in college, or was he already CTE'd up before he came to college?
Yeah, I've been hitting my head since I can remember.
A lot that came after
college,
yeah. Dude. There, listen, you know Tom Brady has three different careers that would be in the Hall of Fame. I got three different careers that would still give you CTE.
I don't think that's true. I think you have one career that significantly contributed to the CTE, and that was the 5 years in Iowa City.
You know how many times outside of football that I've hit my head too hard?
Before or after? Both. I could see after, because now you're grappling. Both. You've told me multiple times how you're rolling around and some dude's knee catches you in the jaw or something like that. I guess before, what were you doing before college other than playing football, where most of the time you had to be on the positive end of a hit? I guess you're still hitting people, but I played linebacker.
Fucking behavioral disorder.
What were you doing? You were sitting in a straitjacket.
Losing my mind, banging my head off railings and shit.
Wow. So the answer to the question is it's equal.
I've got three careers that give you Hall of Fame CTE.
How many like concussions do you think you have across like athletics, life, just like aggregate concussions?
It's a fantastic question.
How many times a priest raped a kid? I don't know.
Wow. Well, I mean, realistically, if we're talking the entire world and the entirety of all time, probably a lot. How legitimately, Drake, how many concussions do you think you had in our time in an Iowa jersey?
I haven't the slightest idea.
You don't even have a guess?
I don't even have a guess, because there was a lot of 9-on-7s that just didn't go so well. There was a lot of times in Kinnick where I left one all out there and it didn't go so great. Like there's moments in life that you go through and then you're just not the same afterwards, no matter what you want. And I've just had a couple of those.
Would you say 5+ per year?
Really?
10+
but
per
who's
year?
Counting, right? Who's counting?
You're worried that the government's going to know how many concussions you have? Kevin, how many concussions would you say you had in college?
Dude, Kevin gave me one of the craziest ones.
I think I know which play you're talking about. That, I mean, really rung my bell. I don't know if I got a concussion from it.
Dude, I took it in the temple.
Yeah, that's tough. to answer your question, Kloop, I think I've had two in my life. Both they're both last game of the year. My last high school game I ever played, and then the Pinstripe Bowl.
You really took to heart leaving it all on the field, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. But both of them were kind of weirdly the same. It's like sometimes it's not so much how hard you get hit, but if you take one in just the wrong spot, it fucks you up. And both of them, I took like a crown of the helmet to the temple, and yeah, just foggy the rest of the game.
That's wild that you think you've only had two. And who knows, you know, if you're right or not, but you're probably somewhere around there. I also have had two in my life. One was in high school. One was about 8 weeks ago when my baby girl was born, the day before when I fainted and then got knocked out by my bathtub. The one in high school was like very mild, probably just crossed the threshold of a considered concussion. But I certainly had a little bit of memory loss. I absolutely popped a kid from Johnston, but then didn't remember most of the fourth quarter. I did block a field goal to win that game. I don't want to say that I was the fucking MVP, but I was. And then I wasn't the MVP of the day before my daughter was born because I got up out of bed and was dehydrated and fainted and got slumped by the side of my bathtub. So those are the two times I've had a concussion. That one was severe. I remembered almost none of the morning, the entire morning. And I had a headache that was wild. And to be honest, you want to know what my first thought was? As I'm sitting in the hospital, I'm like, you know, I felt pretty good about my college career. I didn't take any hits that I think were detrimental to my cognitive function moving forward in life. And now at 28 years old, I get this like severe concussion that I'm going to be pissed if this attributes itself to, you know, some decline later on in life that would have happened or would not have happened otherwise. So I was pretty pissed about it. But good question.
Fucking river, pussy.
Question for you guys.
Yeah.
I have a headache right now, and last night was a little foggy. Do I have a concussion?
Yes.
Well,
alcohol knocked you out last night.
I was going to say how foggy? Because if there's parts where you browned out or you blacked out, you could have run into the side of a building or headbutted somebody. But if
to my life, I've still not blacked out ever. And
what?
Thank God, because that sounds terrifying. No, never blacked out.
Okay. Well, I want to put it on record right now. What, Kev?
Are you putting something on record?
I was going to wait till Kevin was done, since he has he's a little quieter.
Yeah, Kev? I mean, I was just going to say, usually the walls start closing in, but I've never completely blacked out.
The walls start closing in. Kevin loves
to drink until the walls close in. This fucking guy
feels like he's in a torture chamber that's just slowly decreasing its cubic feet. So you know, I'm the softy here. I'm the nerd of the group. However, I am the only one who's blacked out here. I suppose maybe Grant has.
Blacking out has everything to do with the individual person.
Yeah, I know, but like you generally,
it's 100% mental toughness. Yeah.
Oh, it's mental toughness. Okay. All righty.
Mentally weak.
You might be right, because a couple stories. Maybe for DHT. Fantastic opening to the Q&A though, Grant. Appreciate that one. Can you hit us with that that president question for Drake as well?
Let's see here. Yeah, just if Drake was president, what would he have done to that China balloon or to the country of China?
I love how they open it up to, or just the country.
The balloon, I would have shot the balloon down for sure. If I would have seen the balloon over Arizona, I would have shot at it with my 45. I would have just tried to take it down with a handgun. For shits and giggles. But
wasn't it like 100,000 feet in the air or something like that?
Is that how high it was?
It was high.
And so how did we get this information? Because you know I'm out of touch. How did we get this information that it's China's balloon?
I don't know. G Money, will you look that up?
Oh, but they're saying it's just for meteorological. Yeah.
So they're claiming that it's a weather balloon that what drifted over here, or they're just like trying to check on the USA's like temperature, or what?
No idea.
Did you see that?
Tell them to keep their commie bullshit out of our airspace before we send a couple of fucking H-bombs over there.
Did you see, I don't know if this is substantiated or not, but did you see the claim where since we did shoot it down, which, hey, buddy, whoever made that decision, why don't we not let it go across our entire country before we decide to do that, right?
Well, did they fly it from west to east or from east to west?
I believe it was west to east.
Then it barely flew over the country because it got shot down over Montana, right? So it only made it.
No, I think it got shot down. Over
it got Florida? Shot down over North Carolina, it looks like.
Or North Carolina.
What?
It went across the whole country.
See, didn't it pass over Canada first?
I have no idea. What I do know is that I saw a article that said that since we shot it down, we should now expect retaliation or something like that. Like what? Excuse me? No, that's not how that works. You don't slap somebody, and then when they go to slap you back, you then go, oh, you should expect retaliation from that. So you would think when we got a producer that I would take care of things like this, but it's just not a professional podcast. You know, like we're just not quite there. So here's me interjecting myself to tell you to eat more pork. It's like that one commercial where they say eat more chicken, except for it's eat more pork. Because the walk-ons and the pork producers of Washington County are teaming up. We're on a mission. And it's to get everybody in the world to eat more pork. Everybody in the world. That's our goal. Might not hit that, but at least we can get more people in Iowa to eat more pork. We're talking pork chops, bacon, pork belly, pork burgers, loins, ribs, you name it. You can grill them up on all your new fancy grills. I know you have them. I'm telling you, every time the state fair comes around, and this is what I miss most. I'm not joking about this. This is what I miss most about when I was at Iowa playing, is I wasn't able to go to the state fair. And every year at the state fair, a absolute 100% necessity stop was the pork producers building. It's not even a tent. It's like it's a brick and mortar. Double pork burger for the boy, and then back to the rides, back to the fair. Every single year. Pork is one of the healthiest things you can eat, in fact. The boys over at the pork producers, they know I'm into nutrition, diet, stuff like that. One of the biggest things when I talk with clients or people who are asking for advice on nutrition, diet, is you aren't getting enough protein. Pork is some of the leanest meat that you can have, right? Any of the fat that does come along with it is super healthy for you. Animal protein and animal fat, both super healthy for you. And eating pork products, as previously mentioned, is going to help you with those protein goals. So we've got a lot more to say about this, right? A lot more things to do with the pork producers of Washington County, but we appreciate their help so far. We appreciate them sponsoring the podcast, and we'll continue to plug the pork whenever we can. All right, cool. I liked this one. This is from Mama Hawk. She's pretty active on Twitter. If you could have dinner with any former Hawkeye football player, dead or alive, who would be in your top five?
I thought it was any, not top five.
Well, that is how the question was posed. I suppose it's any five.
So now we're doing a top five on a spot?
Yeah, I mean, a casual top five, dead or alive Hawk football players who you would have dinner with.
And we include coaches. I would love to sit down with Peyton Pryde.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go Hayden Fry and Nile Kanacker in there for sure.
Oh, we're going to get into the Nile discussion again, aren't we?
I mean, we did a whole podcast about how awesome.
No, I agree.
You
I think
hang if, out with Nile?
No, I think if this is the, if he deserves to be in any conversation or top five, this is the one. Because watching that documentary and God, he would not only him, by the way, if you guys have watched that Kinnick, the documentary, all of his teammates, the level at which they were just simply more mature and more, I don't know how else to describe it.
Regimented.
They were just men. They were fucking men at age 20, 21, 22. Compared to,
I don't actually know if they were fornicating with men, though.
Sure. They, I mean, he journaled almost all of his thoughts. It was eloquent. He knew how to write. He knew how to communicate. He was, I mean, those guys were impressive, impressive people, way more impressive than us or most of the people, teammates that we ever had. And I think Niall, especially with, since this is centered around like a dinner conversation, I think he certainly makes the top five. He's on my top five. Is he on yours, Drake? Is that a sweep for the 2-4 here?
Sure, we'll put him on the top five.
Okay.
He wouldn't have made my top five.
Since she said it in the question, the way she posed that, one of the players who actually jumped to mind was Tyler Sash. And I think he would have been a fun dude to talk to. Although I feel like I kind of talk to him a little bit every time we do this podcast, because I think Drake might have a little Tyler Sash in him.
Shout out.
Top five. I think any top five Hawkeye list is going to include Bob Sanders for me.
He's probably on my list too.
The way Coach Ferentz talked about him being a person who single-handedly changed a program, I think you'd be wrong to leave him off that list. I'm trying to think of others who are older that I want to bring on. Niall, Bob. You got any more? Any come to mind? Kev? Seems like a good one for you.
Larry Station, maybe.
I thought about Station. I thought about Roby. Roby would be an interesting one. Tippett might be an interesting one. Again, this is sort of along the lines. I think Matt Roth might be on there too.
He would make my list.
Highly requested guest, by the way. I don't know how to get in touch with him. I need to do a little connecting so that we can get him on the podcast. That might be an electric pod if we can get him on. By the way, talked to Ike this morning. I mean, we were all talking to Ike this morning, but specifically I was texting Ike this morning. He's back in Iowa, and he said he needs to, he's ready to set up a pod with the boys. So
let's do it.
Need to get the girth back on the show. Gallery might be on there for me too.
He's on mine.
Gallery, Sanders, Niall Kinnick, Matt Roth, and Tyler Sash. There's my five.
I'm putting Pat Anger on there because, well, he's just fun to hang out with.
Be a good dinner.
Yeah.
Good dinner, guys.
Give me Yanda.
Yanda's great on there too.
Oh, Yanda has some wisdom. Any other questions that jump out as a good one to jump to next, Grant? Or should I just pull one? Or should you just pull one?
I can pull one up here. One-on-one, game 2-11, score predictions for you guys versus Caitlin Clark. So like individually, not like all three of you just playing her, but like one-on-one.
The three of us, 3-on-1, we fucking crush her, 11-0. I'm not even sure that's the case. She probably gets one off when we check the ball, and she at least gets two there.
I don't know, bro. I think I could stick her, bro.
Well, maybe different language, though, right?
No. Okay. No, in the basketball court.
Okay. Yeah. And by sticker, do you mean you're going to win a game to 11?
No, I don't think I can score. I think she'd make me look like an idiot when I'm trying to score the basketball. I think I could play defense on her that she has never seen in a women's basketball game.
Okay. But so this is just going to be a long game.
It's a long game. She's going to beat me. and I'm not going to score very much. My field goal percentage is going to suck, but she's going to have a hard time scoring.
It's going to be a 3-hour game to 11.
I'm taller. I'm longer. I'm faster. I jump higher. I got quicker feet. I'm telling you, she's going to have a hard time scoring. Now, if she just runs backwards and pulls up from Jimmer range and it goes in, sweet. Hey, Knuckles, here, come steal this from me because I can't dribble. But
yeah,
like it would be a low scoring affair, I do believe.
Yeah, until you got there. How tall is Caitlin? Was she 5'9", 5'10"? Maybe not even that tall. 5'8", maybe. I got short. Caitlin Clark.
She's how tall?
She's 6 feet tall.
6 foot.
Yeah. Oh man, I thought I was significantly taller than her. Oh,
I was gonna say, just kidding. It's chalk.
Now she might be hitting hook shots on me and shit, Kareem style.
So she's obviously gonna score on me. I don't think she's just gonna drive on me. She is going to be able to
shoot over you.
Yeah, she's gonna shoot over me, no problem. I thought that I was going to have a chance to, when checked to me, turn a shoulder and kind of back her down, right? But at 6 feet, she's picking me. She's got longer. I've got short fucking arms. I work at the chocolate factory, so this just isn't working out for me here.
Yeah.
I think 11'4", 11'5", if I'm lucky, maybe. It's certainly.
Dude, I'd have to oop it to myself off the backboard a couple times.
Yeah.
4 points.
You'd have to get real creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kev, what do you think?
I think I'm with you guys. I think I do a decent job playing defense. I'm going to have a real tough time scoring the ball. Because, you know, basketball is like one of those things, like offense is super technical, skill based. Defense, you can get by with just being a good athlete. Right?
Effort. Yeah. This kind of goes along with that. Who is the most athletic of the three of you?
I've got my answer, but
it depends on what do you describe as athletic? I mean, yeah. What are the criteria for athleticism?
Just overall, I don't know. Obviously Kluver's going to crush us in CrossFit. Greg's going to crush us in anything MMA related. I'll smoke y'all in a weight room.
I wasn't even going to say that CrossFit really played into athleticism much. There are some components. There's some components, right? Like if we're doing anything gymnasty, I'm whooping your guys' ass, right? Backflips, handstands, anything on a weird, like, you know, anything like that, right? But, you know, you guys are both clearly faster than me, clearly stronger than me. So that's a big hit to my resume in the athletic conversation. But what are the criteria? What are the, you know, when you lay it out, what is the most athletic? I don't know.
We'd have to have like everyone, we'd have to do like some sort of decathlon and just like tally up the scores or something.
Yeah. I mean, I think a decathlon tests the best athlete, right? Like that is what
it's supposed to. Yeah.
Decathlon claims best athlete in the world. What do? They run the 100, the 400, they high jump,
high hurdles, high jump. I think,
javelin,
the 1500 meter, or I think 1500 meter in the Olympics, right? Or it's, 1600.
Grant, pull up decathlon events.
So I
don't think so.
So it looks like a 100 meter long jump, shot put, high jump, 400 meters, and then the 110 meter hurdles, discus, pole vault, javelin, and then the 1500.
Boys, that would be fun as fuck.
There's nothing super endurance-y. The 1500 is the only tough endurance thing.
And I'm a little sad about that because that's what I feel best about there.
Yeah, I would get bamboozled in the 1600, but I think I'm set up to win this.
Yeah, if we're doing a decathlon, I'm certainly not winning. I'm worried big time about Kevin in that mile run, but I think I grab him because I'm pretty sure I'm somewhere in the high fives right now.
Dude, I could roll out of bed up 6 miles.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I said I'm worried about you. I don't know. I'm somewhere between 5:30 and 5:50 probably is my mile time. I don't know. I'm not winning the long jump. The javelin is a fuck. It's an absolute. I don't know how much time we get to prepare for this, but that's a crapshoot because that's super technical. Like, I think all of us are pretty damn strong. It's going to be like, who doesn't just throw it right into the ground or something like that.
I threw in high school, so I'm pretty confident I could beat y'all in shot and disc. Never threw javelin.
Yeah.
But I threw disc pretty good. I placed it state.
You're certainly beating our ass in discus.
I never threw shot, but I practiced enough.
Is
there a shot put, Grant?
No, I've never done any throwing before.
No.
He said, is
the shot in the...
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Shot and disc?
Yeah, shot, disc, and javelin.
There's three throwing events? Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, this is pretty
chalky. And there's sprinting and jumping, Kluver, like...
Oh, well, yeah,
Have you seen the shin length... You know, and like,
yeah, I'm just, no, I know.
Like, can you see how high you can get your knee versus how high we can get our knees?
I'm fully aware. I'm certainly not built. There's no decathletes on earth that look like Tyler Kluver. There just isn't. There's none. I do have some qualms with that because I would say that I'm pretty fucking athletic.
You're an athletic kid.
But, Even with me trying to, in my head, come up with some criteria that's going to level the playing field for me, I'm probably not winning this one. And if I had to bet on between you, man, it would be close between you and Kevin. And it's interesting because if we were to do a three-man competition where I was taking points away, per se, in some events, like if I was able to edge out one of you in a certain event and I was like second instead of third, like who, you know, what's the scoring system, but head to head you versus Kevin, I really don't know who I'm picking there.
The interesting thing is that I'm pretty sure that the decathlon isn't just scored on you could win six events and I could win four events, but I could beat you if you
it's
really
a spectrum.
Kicked off a couple of events.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's like a power
it's a point
rating
spectrum. Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, so Drake ran like a 9-minute mile, then he's like out.
A 9-minute mile?
Dude, you could crawl.
I don't know. It's just an example, right? If you really suck off like one or two events, then like you're in a tough situation.
You should have said what's more realistic is if you said like Kluver long jumped 11 feet or something.
Oh, 11 you're, feet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I would struggle with the throwing events. Discus is super technical.
The throwing events are all going to Drake. The hurdle events.
I long jumped in high school too. I was 21 something in high school, which is too shabby.
I don't think you're just running away with that one though. I think Kevin pushes you there.
I win the high jump.
I'm gonna give Kevin the hurdles. And the
Kevin,
long.
Did you hurdle? Did you ever hurdle?
Yeah, I ran hurdles in high school.
Did you? All right, we both hurdled in high school, but Kevin probably wins the hurdles. Yeah.
It'd be one hell of a deal.
Do it sometime.
We should do it sometime. That I'm in for.
They'd have to add in like how many.
And I want to put money on this. I want a good old fashioned slugfest with money on the line.
You might be able to sell that on Patreon.
I'm betting on myself.
A walk-on decathlon?
So who's the betting favorite? Grant, make the line.
I don't know. I mean, I'd probably go, based off of this conversation, it sounds like you'd probably be like, it'd probably be like Drake plus like 200 and then like Kevin plus 400 and then Kluver plus like, I don't know, like 650 maybe. I feel like we didn't say like
it's closer.
Kluver didn't say any events that he was going to win.
In a decathlon, my only chance of the 10 events you mentioned, the only chance I have of winning any of those is the mile. Right now, right? If we take this back to college, I'm winning none, and I'm not even competitive in half of them. It is disgusting how much better of an athlete and just overall capable human being I am now as compared to when I was asked to play Division I football. It's wild. Now, if we turn this into a CrossFit competition, like Kevin said, I'm gonna start waxing. And if now all of a sudden like martial arts is involved, Drake starts fucking tapping.
But I'll tell you what, if we're doing this and somebody puts out a line where Kevin's plus 400, I'm betting my mortgage on Kevin and selling.
Yeah, absolutely.
At plus 400, those are odds you can't pass up.
Valued in, man. You're valued in at plus 400.
Big time value.
Big value. Big value. And this is dirty betting too. So we're gonna pay people off.
Yeah, Grant, how are you gonna say I'm a 4-1 dog with a 3-man race? That's bullshit, dude.
Well, no, he kind of did it golf style, didn't he? Where sure. It's like the favorite in the golf tournament's like plus 900, and then goes
yeah,
from
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like no one was minus in my sports book.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying, Kevin. A 100 versus a field of 3.
That's what I said. I said that you were getting the shaft on that one.
It's a fun conversation for sure. I like it.
That was fun.
And by the way, it hurts me. It hurts me to say that you guys are more athletic than me, but it just is. It's something that I'm willing to give up and say that that is true. I mean, you guys were. Now, here's what I'll say.
You found your niche, though, buddy. You're doing good.
I'm going to say this, though. If we actually did that, I'm probably actually going to be the underdog. Both y'all motherfuckers work out like twice a day. You can practice all this.
It's true. We've got a lot of time to train for those events.
And if we ever get this on the books, you best believe I'm getting my ass back on the hill.
There's going to be.
I absolutely fucking believe that. Yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of high school kids at Waukee High School wondering why this fucking guy that's bald is doing hurdles at six in the morning. It's like, who is this fucking old dude who doesn't have any hair? And why does he have a javelin in the middle of our football field? That would be funny as fuck.
I'm just going to run.
I don't know. Hey, Grant, see if we can see how like cheap a javelin is. God, that would be funny.
I think they're really expensive.
They're really expensive.
From what I remember.
Oh, and by the way, we didn't even talk about pole vaulting.
Gonna have to get replaced.
I'm gonna have to guess that if we left pole vaulting in, I might be able to take that one.
No, it's all about how high you can get your feet.
But I'm body contortion and like control. I'm telling you, like, I think I might be able to.
Dog, I'm so flexible these days. It's ridiculous.
You know how flexible I am.
But all I'm saying is that I'm way longer than you. I jump better than you. I have a better run up. Okay. And I can get my feet higher.
Okay. I understand that, but I'm at least going to throw me in the ring for that, as opposed to like, oh yeah, Kluver has a chance in the long jump.
Just talking about physics here.
Well, you know, we'll see. Did you find anything on that, Grant?
Yeah, they're like, there's some that are like $80, but I don't even think they're real javelins. Like, I think the real nice ones are like $250. Like some of these are $1,500.
We can write that off.
Wash the walk-ons have that.
Yeah, we can write that. We can write that off. We do numbies around here. I mean,
yeah.
Fucking, I can just hear David, our tax guy. It's like, okay, on the expense report this year, we got a javelin and why?
Why'd you guys buy 30 hurdles and a javelin?
Honestly, the fucking great thing is we're an entertainment podcast. We can buy anything.
Everything is for entertainment. Yeah.
Content creation. Yeah, exactly.
Why'd you guys buy 30? That's fucking so funny.
Prepare for war, David.
This says, it says here on this line that you paid for endurance coaching lessons. What the fuck are you doing?
Trying to win a competition, David.
Oh, fuck. That's good. Any other good questions on there, Grant, that you thought of or thought you saw, or should I just
Yeah, I can rattle off some more here.
Sure. Yeah, give us a couple more.
Yeah. Richard wanted to know what it's like inside the building when a player fails a drug test.
Wouldn't know, because those are super under wraps. So here's the deal. And I know we've talked about this before. We have a lot of new listeners that always come in, and we haven't done one of these in a while. So I'm going to give a quick breakdown on drug testing. In college, there's only two required drug testings entities, the Big Ten and then the NCAA. So at Iowa, we added a third. And it's because the coaches were super proactive about it, and they wanted to be ahead of stuff if it was going to happen. It was just better practice. I believe elicited people to behave better who may have been on the ropes of doing drugs, I guess. I don't know. There's a reason they were doing it. Coach Ferentz is smart. And so I think, and you guys can maybe answer this, do you guys remember how often we were actually tested by the NCAA? Was it once a year? Or was it?
I never got tested, so I wouldn't know.
No, it was completely random who they wanted. They didn't test everyone on the team. I think I got Big Ten tested once, NCAA tested once.
Okay, that sounds right. I don't think I was ever tested by the NCAA, and I was tested by the Big Ten one time. I believe the Big Ten came around once per year. Like that, they were only required to do it once per year. And I don't think the NCAA were required to do, I don't remember the rules. It was pretty low frequency. Now, the in-house testing that we talk about more often and that we've joked around about on the podcast, that was random. They outsourced that to, I'm not even sure if they outsourced it or if it was just, I mean, they obviously outsourced it. And I believe they gave the reins to those people to say, hey, choose any amount of days, any random frequency, any time of year, and just show up, because the coaches wanted it to be as random as possible. And so there were, I remember specifically, there was multiple days or times where 2 days in a row, they would be in the complex, and we'd walk in and there's a list of 15 to 20 guys. Right. I would say on average, they were probably there every 3 or 4 weeks, maybe. It might have been a little closer than that. But those tests, you piss in a cup, and then they take it off to the lab, and there is no like next team meeting after somebody pisses hot where KF gets up and goes, all right, on the failed drug tests, okay, we got looks like we got fucking Drake Kulik. All right. Guy's been snorting coke, so that's interesting. Gonna have to talk with him. Probably those illegal gambling situations he's got himself in. Kluver. Looks like he was doing Adderall, some type of amphetamines there. We're gonna have to talk about that. You know, like that's, they don't get up at the front of the, they're never gonna announce that. So we never knew. Now, there was a one time pass when you came in where if you were hot, they allowed you to admit that you were probably hot, take a piss test, see if it was true. And if it was a positive test, there was no repercussion. Technically. Now you were probably going to end up on that list a lot more, but unless you did it once, twice, probably twice or three times, and then all of a sudden like, oh, this guy's not with us next semester, we never really knew when somebody was testing hot, unless they told their friends. And as previously mentioned, I didn't have very many friends, so I didn't know of anybody testing. I knew of people doing stuff, but not many that got caught doing it. Testing, you can get around. You can get around it. Any other good ones, Grant?
So they just want to know like top five freak athletes. They said Fry and Ferentz era. They gave a couple examples, but just like freak athletes in the football program.
I mean, I think we've talked about this one before. Josh Jackson,
Noah. About these ones at nauseam, dude. Yeah,
it's Josh Jackson. It's Noah Fant.
Tristan Sheriff.
It's Tristan Sheriff. Amani Jones. I'm trying to think of some others that maybe we haven't thought of before, but those are the ones that jump off. Honestly, for what Brady Ross was, if you watch that boy put a bar on his back, it was pretty impressive. Seemed pretty freaky to me.
Me too.
What about this? Like they wanted to see what you guys thought of the new Pro Bowl, kind of like with no game, just a bunch of like contests.
I like it because the game guys are scared to get hurt.
When you play a violent game with super millionaires, you're not gonna get them to just play hard.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, the game sucked. I'm glad they moved past it. I was watching the skills and stuff a little bit, and I don't think it was that entertaining, but the game had to go.
In my personal opinion, and I get it's to make money, and there's like there's fanfare around it. I just think they should name Pro Bowlers, and then congrats, you're a Pro Bowler, right? Like, but in the same way, and I don't know if the same people name these, but like All Pro, Pro Bowler, I'm not sure what the difference is. I don't think that there should be
a lot harder to be All Pro.
Yeah, there's only one guy at All Pro, or maybe two deep at All Pro. Whereas on the Pro Bowl, there's like, you know, you got a little bit more there. I don't think there should be a game attached to it. I think there's room to maybe toy with the skills challenges and fun stuff that they tried to bounce out this year. I don't think it was by any means perfectly executed or entertaining in this first year of trying it, but I think there's maybe something there, but a game is stupid. A game is stupid. None of those guys want to run out and, you know, put their $15, $20 million on the line a year for a popped ACL or Achilles or something like that. It's just so dumb. Yeah. Oh, I see some other ones. Pineapple on pizza, spring game questions, offensive line questions.
Next.
No pineapple on pizza.
I'm not a huge pineapple guy anyway. I certainly wouldn't put it on pizza. Front to back or back to front? I'm assuming that's a wiping question. Interesting one from A. Nolan there.
My answer is both.
Whatever. Hey, yeah, whatever.
Do both. You do not have a hygienic.
And I'm here to say that if you don't use a dude wipe at the end, you're not doing everything that you should be doing to your butthole.
I would agree with that. I was going to say Drake might have to grab the garden hose when he goes to the bath because he has some wars.
Yeah, as we go to war sometimes.
We know about his digestive system. Yeah.
I got to get in the cold tub sometimes after I shit.
you bathe in it? That's horrible.
No, I'm saying like, you know, I got to regenerate. I got to find my chi again. After you have to battle.
You have to recover from what you went through.
I'm in the tub.
That's funny. All right. I think we'll leave it there. That was good enough for tonight. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Q&A episode. It's the off season shit. Again, these guys, once the football season ends here and everyone's back home, we're going to try and get some guys once they got a little off time, but everyone's still kind of winding down. Some people aren't even, you know, they're not even home yet. Tristan and all them are out in Vegas and
George and Hawk are coming to town next week. I can't wait.
Yeah, that'll be sick. They're going to be in Arizona for the Super Bowl game. Obviously we'll have Super Bowl episode, probably preview it a little bit on Wednesday's episode. Then obviously talk about it right after it happens next week. Until then, thanks for joining us. G Money, thanks for being here as always.
Toodles.
We'll see you next time. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.